Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. We're talking about the curses and the blessings this week. Praise the King. Let's come to Him. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Just like Hebrews 4:16 says, we come boldly into the throne of grace to just come in and love You today and worship You and praise You and thank You for who You are. We catch ourselves literally up into the third heaven where we're seated in Christ, where we have the privilege to walk into the Holy of Holies with our brother Jesus covered in the blood anytime we want to. And Lord, we praise You and thank You because You made that available to us. And we worship You, Father, and praise You. And as the word goes out today, I ask You to reveal it to every man, woman, boy, and girl that hears it and sets them free from the curses. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, this week I'm talking a little bit more about the curses, and I want to tell you that it is totally up to you to live under the blessings or under the curse. If you make the right decisions from God's Word, you will live under the blessings. If you make the wrong ones, you'll live under the curses. Now think about that and begin to do what the Lord said in His Word, and the only way you can know what He said is to read His Word. And so do what He says, and then you will be blessed. Now, God made a statement that's kind of difficult to understand till you get the picture of this in Exodus 34:7. It says, God said He would visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation. Now, I didn't understand that for a long time. But then I read this scripture in Ezekiel 18:2. It says, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth have been set on edge. I read that and I thought, Lord, what in the world are You trying to tell me here? Well, these people saw these curses being passed on to their children, so they wrote this verse. Now then, this is what life is like for many people. Many people are wrestling with shadows. Life is like this to many people. If you do not understand the Word of God, now, this is the reason the devil does not want you to read and understand the Bible. Because when you begin to read and understand the Bible, then life begins to make sense. And then you begin to understand why the bad things happen to people. Now then, human life presents a confused mingling of light and shadows, arranged according to no set pattern, it appears, covered by no discernible laws. If you just look into this with no knowledge from God's Word, you can be totally, totally confused about what life is and what it's about and what you're here for. Because I found so few people that have ever really found this answer. But I have found it. Praise God. In other words, you'll have a couple of men. They'll start out in life appearing to have the same things. They even live in the same town. They're both Christians. They go to the same school, the same college, and everything seems to be the same. But one of these men always walks in the light, and the other one seems to always walk in darkness. People will say, man, one of these guys is born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Everything he does turns to gold. And they'll say about the other one, I don't know about him. He's just an accident looking for a place to happen. Now, one of these men has problems, and everything goes right. The other, nothing seems to go right, and just cannot make it in life, and then he dies at an early age. Now then, other ways that curses affect us. One person receives healing and fast, and the next one will not be healed. What are the reasons for all these things? Well, the Word of God has the answer. The Word of God clearly speaks about these things, and it calls these things blessings or curses. Now, the forces that determine history fall into two categories. Number one, and I learned all these things in God's mighty Word, is the visible and the invisible. Now, it is the interplay between these two realms that determine the course of history. As long as we confine our attention to the things that are visible and material, we find ourselves confronted from time to time by events and situations we cannot fully explain. Now, to the visible realm belong all the normal objects and the material universe. We are familiar with all these things. We feel at home with all these things, even though sometime things do not go like we would like them to go. For many people, the limits of their awareness do not go beyond the normal, visible, tangible realm. They never, ever even heard about the invisible realm. Yet, the Bible opens the door to another realm, the invisible realm, which is called the spiritual world. Now, both, as you read about these things, in 2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18, Paul makes us aware of both of these realms. Now, I'm going to read these two verses to you in 2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18. Paul said, "For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Now, there is another realm that many people are not familiar with. They are not familiar with the realm called the realm of the Spirit. They have no knowledge of it. Now, the world has no knowledge of this realm, but the sad thing about it is, I was in the church for many, many, many years of my life. In fact, you might say I've been in church all of my life. Been a Christian since I was 11. But I had absolutely no knowledge about this invisible realm. But you want to know about it, all you got to do is open your Bible and start reading. It will absolutely make you aware of both these realms. Now, both blessings and curse belong to the invisible realm. They are vehicles of the supernatural spiritual power of God. Now, blessings produce good and beneficial results. Curses produce bad things and harmful results. They are seldom limited to just a person. They can affect your whole family and even your community, and even a whole nation can be afflicted by these curses. I want you to look at what happened to Spain when she forced all the Jews out. Isn't that something that Spain back in those days was so very, very powerful? And after she kicked the Jews all out, she went to nothing. Now, this all happened in 1492. Now, blessings and curses may have their origins in past generations. There may be things that may not be explainable in our own lifetime, good or bad. Because these blessings and curses can go back several generations. Now, the main vehicle and blessings and curses is words. You do not realize, unless you've really studied, and like I have in the last few years, the importance of your words. I used to not have any idea how important my words are. I didn't have a clue what they were going to be able to do for me, but I'm going to read some things to you here. Now, to start off with, I'm going to look at just a few verses, and we're going to look at about four or so different places in the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs 11:9, it says, "The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered." Now, how's that going to happen? By your words. Now then, let's go on down here to Proverbs 12:18. "There is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health." Now, isn't that amazing? The tongue of the wise promotes health. Then in Proverbs 15:4, It says a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. Now think about what he just said there. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. So what should you speak out of your tongue? Only good, wholesome things. But perverseness in it breaks the spirit. You don't want to break the spirit of someone. Then Proverbs 18:21 says, now this is a devastating statement. I want you to listen to this. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. If you really believe that life and death was in your tongue, you would learn how to talk and you would change the things you say. In other words, the things you say are of the utmost importance. You need to walk holy before God. And as you walk holy before God, then you will see these blessings come upon you and overtake you. And I praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the King for these mighty, mighty promises that He's put in His Word. Now, let's look at the New Testament here in James 3:5. Listen to what he says about the tongue. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and it boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles? And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body, and sets on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire by hell. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and curses. My brethren, these things ought not to be. Well, how are you going to stop that? You're going to have to start paying attention to what you say with your mouth. He said there that you can defile your entire body with your tongue. In fact, you can kill your physical body with your tongue. So I suggest that if there's anything that you and I need to learn how to do, it's we need to learn how to speak and speak words of love and only God's word to ourselves and to our neighbors and to just to everyone. We need to walk holy before God to live free of the curses and to walk in the blessings. To praise the Lord Jesus. I'd like to invite you to call me at 940-242-2106. And we'd be happy to send you these entire teachings on tape. Now then, I'd like to invite you out to our church every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., we have church, and we're at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon till 4 p.m. Come and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.